Grabowski in the right corner. He actually throws it right away to Gage Frank there to steal with 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Frank across the timeline. 8 seconds left, now six. Over to the right wing, still nothing there. Nearly double-teamed by the zone. Drives into the lane for the fadeaway. This one in is good. Gage Frank with the fadeaway inside the lane. Makes it now 10-7 after the first quarter. Ubley leads by three. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back after this.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need. Because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, when the first quarter was over, it was Ubley by a mere 3 points. They led as many as by nine in that quarter. Ubley has four people scoring already. Nick Sweeney started out scoring with a three. Gabe Messing with two, but he's on the bench with two fouls. Tyler Brandle with two, and Trent Morrell with three. Sandusky, not much of an offensive threat on the floor there, John.
It's not exactly like either team is shooting the lights out of the ball. They had their opportunities. Each one had 15 shots at the hoop. We have Ubley getting four and Sandusky getting three.
Frank at the top of the key, over to Lisewski in the right wing. Ubley still in that zone. Over to Chase Bullis, being guarded by a much shorter Brandle. Now into the left corner to number 23, wide open, misses it for Sandusky, rebound by Sweeney. The shot by was Wedge. Sweeney over to himself, in fact, to the left wing. Ken Pickles shouting out orders to his team, responding well. Morrell from the free throw line, the jump shot, this one's no good. Rebound by Brandle, puts up his, after missing his first shot, puts up his second, this one's good. Brandle with four, leads all scores. 7:05 left in the second, it's 12-7, Ubley by five. Frank getting word from Tristan Pennington from the bench for Sandusky. Still being guarded by Sweeney by about 8 feet. Over to number 23 on the right wing, back, that'd be Wedge. And Gage Frank takes the jump shot from the left elbow. This one's no good. He fades away in every shot, and that's exactly the distance that he's missing it by. And rebound Ubley. Here's Sweeney. Up to Morrell.
Ubley is into a flex offense, Morrell, which gives them some opportunities to go ahead and get the ball right at the elbow. And a little turnover there.
And it goes on transition for Sandusky. They can't cash it in. They finally get their own rebound. Gage Frank gets the rebound, puts it back in, and now we have a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you on this one. It's Ubley still by 3 points, 12-9. Ken Pickla didn't like something he saw there in the past two possessions there for the Bearcats. Is he trying to slow his team down, get him under control again?
I think so, and on that flex offense, it looked like the first option quick-hitting offense is what Ubley was trying to do on the court, and that's exactly what Coach Pickla did not want. He wants to go ahead and get into the flow, try to accentuate the fact that you have a down screen and then somebody pops up to the elbow right where the free throw line is, and it's a real easy 12-foot shot. Nice opportunity shot.
Well, Ubley on average scores 51.7 points per game and currently have 12, so they're on track to be a little under their average so far, but we'll see how the rest of the game goes. Sweeney bringing up the court. After a 30-second timeout, he takes a three from NBA range. This one's off the mark. And rebound by Dalton Oki. Gage Frank brings it up for Sandusky. Over to the right wing to Wedge. Back up to Frank, trying to feed it into Oki against Morrell at the right post. And they finally do so. He's trying to go to work against a much taller Morrell, and he blocks it and actually steals it away when it was still above their heads. Good play from Trent Morrell and the Bearcats. 5:45 left in the second. 12-9, Ubley, and they feed it into Morrell. The turnaround layup is good from the right side. Nice post move there for Trent Morrell. He has five on the game and pushes the lead to five for the Bearcats. 5:35 left in the second. Gage Frank dribbles into the lane, takes the jump shot, no good. Rebound Morrell.
Morell has developed a nice little duck-in move.
And Sweeney goes coast-to-coast, out of control, checks up the layup from the right side, no good. And here comes Lisetsky for Sandusky. 5:15 left in the second. Frank in the lane, goes up and hits contact, and he is going up to the line for two. Morell is volunteering for the foul.
That was nice of him.
And they call it on him. That's Morell's first foul and the third team foul for Ubley. At line shooting two is number 20, Gage Frank. Frank has 4 points tonight, and he makes the first free throw with ease. Brings Sandusky within four. Kabosky sits down for Ubley, and Damian Irving is in. Out there for the Bearcats right now, number 34, Tyler Brandle, 54, Trenton Morrell, number 20, Kyle Rumzik, as second free throw is no good. Also out there, number 22, Damian Irving. And our fifth man out there, that would be number 34, Tyler Brandle. Number 20, Kyle Rumzik feeding into Morrell at the right wing. Trying to go to work, but he is caught a little too far out from the post. Over to the left wing, to number 20, that's Rumzik. Into number 24, Jeff Wright for the layup. Jump shot, no good. Rebound by Morrell, though. Back out to the left wing to Rumzik. For three from the top of the key is number 24. That's right, no good. Rebound by Lisetsky for Sandusky. And here's the Redskins in transition. Wide open underneath the hoop is Oki, and this one's good. Dalton Oki with 4 points coming off of the bench brings Sandusky within two. It's Ubley 14, Sandusky 12 with 4:20 left in the second. Into the left corner to Rumzik, and he shuffled the feet a little bit too soon there, and he's called for the travel.
Both times that occurred on the left side of the court, I think Ubley's going to take the ball to the right.
What do you have against left-handers?
He says they're dancing too much.
Dancing with the stars here. Sandusky with the ball 90 feet from their own hoop. 4:15 left in the second. Ubley leads by 2 points. Gage Frank bringing it up against a number 22, Irving. For Ubley. Gage Frank goes up and actually tried to do a little bit of a runner. It's tipped by Morrell. And his secondary shot's no good either. Rebound by Rumzik. Here come the Bearcats.
Looks like Gage Frank got his own pass.
Jeff Wright out to Messing is back in the game. Down to Morrell on the right block. Goes up to work, and he is fouled on the way up by Oki. That'll be Dalton Oki's first foul and the third team foul for Sandusky. And sending Trent Morrell to the line for the second time tonight. He went 1-for-2 on his first trip. And he has 5 points on the game already.
That's twice he used that little duck-in move right underneath the hoop.
Hits the back of the iron and bounces out in the first. Trent Morrell has clearly been working on his post moves in this game.
I think he's really improved over the year.
And the second free throw is no good. Still room for improvement, of course, at the free throw line.
He's got a nice touch.
Just a little bit of off here. And it is odd with a high gym and back wall in Sandusky, of course, with the indoor track around the top. Can throw off your sight lines. Into the paint, number 23. He shuffles his feet. Tyler Wedge turns it over for Sandusky as Jared Wegster comes in. For Sandusky, Oki sits down as well as, Gage Frank was just taking a drink on the go. It's like the Tour de France out here. 3:25 left in the second, Ubley by two, 14-12. Gabe Messing with a jump shot. Well, actually, he's trying to feed Morrell high post to low post, and instead it went right out of bounds. Messing says that's his fault, and it's Sandusky ball.
It was the right idea, just wrong execution.
Token defense from Irving for Ubley. I apologize if I'm saying that name wrong. I check on that at halftime for you. Gage Frank brings it up for Sandusky. Down to the left wing, drives right into the lane for the layup, and he's blocked from behind by Morrell.
Oh, my goodness.
But they say he was pushed from behind. That looked like a clean block to me.
It sure did.
Morrell's hit with his second foul, and the fourth team foul for Ubley, sending Frank to the line for two.
As the gentleman that Trenton Morrell is, he did not complain one iota.
And the first free throw is up and good. Gage Frank is now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. He has 6 points. A couple substitutions for Ubley. Number 34, Tyler Brandle's back in, as well as Kabosky. Morrell sits down, and Rumzik sits down. So out there for Ubley right now. Try and get